Good afternoon. I'm Sagar Gautam. I'm MS candidate at South Dakota State University. Today I'm going to talk on extending field scale information to water city scale using APEX and SWOT model. So my co-author in this work are Dr. Eric Bonipa, Dr. Sandeep Kumar, Dr. Jonathan Witter, and Dr. J.B. Bonta. So before I start, I want to give a brief outline of my talk. First of all, I will introduce what I'm working on, what's the rationale of doing this, and importance of this, and I will go through the objectives. I will talk a little bit about material and method. I will go through the few results and talk about the conclusion and future direction. So surprisingly, I will not talk more about the ET here. I will be more concerned on runoff and stream flow. So as we know, if we look at the runoff at the field scale, it is more impacted by the agriculture management system. For instance, whatever management we apply in a field will impact the runoff at the field scale. So we are more interested to look at the runoff because whatever runoff is there, runoff has a kinetic energy and it carries the sediment, pollutant, which ultimately mixes to the downstream and impacts the water quality and create a problem like eutrophication. And this eutrophication will impair the aquatic life and even disturb the ecosystem. So although we know about the field scale because we can do experimental research in field scale, so we have more information about how this management system impacts the runoff at a field scale. So if we are interested to look at the large scale, to look at how this management system actually impacts the stream flow at a large scale, so one thing we can do is we can use the information from the field scale where we do the experiment and extend it to the watershed scale. But if we try to do through the experiment, it's not feasible to do in, and it is more costly to do in a bigger scale. So our focus in this research is to use a simulation model because to answer this question, how small scale management change impacts the at a large scale. So for this, we are basically using the hydrologic simulation model. For the field scale simulation, we are using APEX model, which is Agriculture Policy Environmental Extender. So it works in daily time step, so means it gives a output in a daily time step. So as shown in the figure in your right, what we can do using APEX model is we can build a digital prototype of a agriculture field where it has a measured data of any of the hydrologic parameter, for instance, runoff. What we can do, we define the land management system, cropping system, weather in the model, and we can actually simulate the stream flow or runoff at the outlet of the field. So this model has been widely used throughout the US. So few of the examples of uses of APEX model are, it has been used to look at the impact of grazing and agroforest system, how these different grazing stocking density in grazing and how the buffer length impacts the stream flow and the runoff at the field outlet. And few research has been done to look at how alternative tillage practice will impact the runoff at a field scale. And other research include the grass waterways. This, all these management system are supposed to be a best management system. And the interest on doing this is to look at how this best management practice work at a field scale to control the runoff. So for the watershed scale, means large scale, in a sub-basin scale, we'll be using the SWOT model, which is soil and water conservation, soil water assessment tool. So this model is also pretty similar to APEX model, but it works in a large watershed scale. So it uses a readily available data from DEM data and weather data and land use land cover data for the simulation of the stream flow. So this model has also been applied in different region in the country, and it has been widely used throughout the world. And few of the examples, this model has been used to look at different management practice, to look at the how those management system, if we change from one management to another, how it impacts the stream flow. And more interesting things with SWOT is they used to look at the climate change impact, how, because we have an impact due to management. Whatever management we apply in a field, it's going to impact the hydrology, means it's going to impact stream flow, but there is a superimposed impact of climate change because we have an increasing temperature, changing precipitation trend. Based on that, we have a different hydrology. So this model has been pretty well used to simulate how this climate change impacts the stream flow. So with this, our basic objective in this research was to calibrate the hydrologic model using modern calibration tools. And second objective was to evaluate two different hydrologic models. One is field scale, one is watershed scale, for their capability, how well they can simulate the stream flow at the watershed scale. So talking about material and method, so this is the study region. So somehow rectangular map, which is on the right from you, it's a field scale, it's North Appalachian experimental watershed map. It is located at Coshocton in Ohio. So they have, like, this watershed has been managed till 1940s, and they have been collecting the stream runoff data from small field scale watershed. So we choose this watershed, we choose like four different watershed located in this area. One was no-till watershed and three great spacer watershed. And from each of the four watershed, the runoff data set has been collected at the outlet of those watershed. And this watershed has, each of them has their own monitoring weather station, and we use the weather data from there, and we have a land management, long-term land management information for those sites, and we built the APEX model for those sites using the land management weather information from the site, and we use a runoff data at the field outlet to calibrate, validate the model. So our aim here was to use this field scale information, and again we use whole Mill Creek watershed, where we use the stream flow at the watershed outlet to calibrate this SWOT and APEX model. So our idea was to, because this North Appalachian watershed is also cover a small part of Mill Creek watershed. So our idea was to use the information from small scale and put it in the large scale and route it using the SWOT model to see how this small scale management change actually impact at a larger scale. So for the calibration approach, we use, generally if we use a manual calibration or a trial and error calibration, it is more time consuming. So we use two different models based on, for field scale, which is APEX model, we use parameter estimation tool. It is a inverse modeling approach. For the SWOT model, we use SWOT Cop, which is a utility tool developed by SWOT builders. So our interest was to integrate the field and watershed scale models. Means why we gonna do this is because if you look at the APEX model, it has a wider range of soil climate compared to the SWOT model. So because if we do small scale simulation and want to simulate a real world phenomena, so we need to use a small scale model like APEX. And our idea here was to simulate the small area within large watershed using the parameter which we got from the small scale and route it through the SWOT model to look at the different impact, how different management system, actually small scale management change impact the stream flow. So these are the few results. So these are the results from the small scale study. So I'm presenting few of those because of this time constraint. So we did this study for the no-till watershed. It was a long-term no-till watershed. We compared the two different tillage system and cropping system. We found that within a no-till system, if we change even a cropping sequence, it's impacting a runoff at a field outlet. And when we change the tillage system within cropping system in corn soybean rye, we found that it's going to impact the runoff. Means if we have a better crop rotation and better tillage system, it is actually reducing the runoff from the field outlet. So we were interested to see how this, like, for example, in field, it shows actual impact, but in watershed scale, what will be the situation in the watershed scale? So we wanted to use this information, like model parameter derived at a field scale to the watershed scale, to see how it impacts actually at a large scale. So this is from the second study, like from the second experimental watershed. We used three different great spacer watershed to look at how different management, like here, for example, we we look at two different management systems. We had a existing rotational grazing system. We compare it with the head meadow. So where in head meadow they didn't graze, we actually bale the pasture and bale the hay, and we didn't disturb the field. So it didn't disturb the watershed. We found that if we don't disturb the watershed with the cattle, there was a significant reduction in runoff. So now let's go to the watershed scale. What we do in watershed scale is we compare two different models. We applied both field scale model and watershed scale model to see how it gonna simulate the stream flow. So we used three different statistical indices, which is coefficient of determination, which is R square. We use Ness Sutcliffe efficiency, and we use percent bias to verify our results. So when we are comparing two different models like Apex and SWAT, we found that SWAT performed pretty well in a large watershed compared to Apex. So our interest here was to see, like, if we are going to use two different models, so two different models, we have to compare first, because otherwise we could have used Apex instead of SWAT. But we found that in large scale, actually SWAT worked better, and so we tried to do small scale simulation using Apex and route it through the SWAT. So we again compare the monthly stream flow simulation using Apex and SWAT. We found in monthly also SWAT performed pretty well. We found the p-bias value, which is very high. So we generally p-bias above 10 is too high to verify our simulation. So we concluded that this difference in model performance in Apex and SWAT was because of the watershed condition, because as the Mill Creek watershed, we use base flow filter software, where we found that out of total stream flow, 55% of stream flow is contributed due to the groundwater. So we found that Apex model doesn't have more easy way to change those groundwater parameter to simulate the model. But in case of SWAT, we have a more option to calibrate those groundwater hydrology. So we've found a better simulation in SWAT. And another difference between Apex and SWAT, which makes SWAT superior at large scale, was SWAT make a better subdivision compared to the Apex. So it make a smaller subdivision, which is known as hydrologic response unit in SWAT. So which represent heterogeneity within a watershed and simulate more accurately compared to the Apex model. So overall, the conclusion from this study, we found that if we use a innovative management practice like cover crop in a corn soybean rye, we found that it's actually beneficial compared to the monoculture system, where we grow one crop each year. So because this is cover crop actually improved the soil properties and resulted in reduction in runoff. So, and if you look at the grazing system itself in a small scale, in a field scale, we found that if you convert a grazing system, we didn't disturb the field, then it ultimately improved the soil properties and decreased the runoff at field outlet. So, and comparing two different model, Apex and SWAT, we found that subdivision in a simulation model actually impact the simulation, and better subdivision in a SWAT model enable better simulation of stream flow in large scale. So we found that SWAT was superior than Apex because of their more scope to change the groundwater parameter and better subdivision. So our future direction is to import those. We are still working on few part of this work, and our future goal is to import those field scale information from those long-term managed site to the Mill Creek watershed, and to look at how those small scale management change impacts the stream flow. And we are also interested to look at what spatial extent that field scale management will impact the stream flow at the large scale. So we will be changing the management at a small scale and increase it from different percentages. Like, first of all, we'll use like 5%, 10, 20. Up to what extent, if we change this field scale management in a watershed, will impact the stream flow. So possible outcome and impact of this research, maybe we will have a better understanding of the biophysical process affecting the runoff and pollutant transport in a watershed, and we'll develop a methodology to scale a field scale information to the watershed scale, because this is more important, because we have all of the major data are at a field scale, and if we will accurately scale it up to the large watershed scale, then it will make more sense, and policymakers will have more benefit to make a different management decision. So I would like to acknowledge for the USD NIFA for the funding for this project, and I would like to thanks all the USD ARS team at North Appalachian Experimental Watershed for providing their precious data. And I would like to take a few names. I would like to thank Sliming Live for helping me with statistics for this project. And I would like to again thank USDA team. And I would like to thank my lab team for their cooperation and all the friends. Thank you. And